This is Senator Bob Dole. The baseball world has lost a true champion. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off on a profile in courage, the late Dick Houser. Ted, former Kansas City Royals manager Dick Houser, has passed away after a courageous year-long battle with brain cancer. It was a sad day for baseball because Dick was one of the game's class people. Dick thrilled the sports world in 1985 with two unbelievable comebacks in the American League playoffs and the World Series. Despite being down 3-1 in both contests, Dick took the Royals all the way to the crown. But even in victory, he never sought the spotlight. He battled cancer with the same kind of quiet determination. Despite the tough odds, he was a model of class and dignity. Ted, Dick Houser inspired the nation. I'll always remember him as a winner, on and off the field.
Bob, no one has to be a Kansas City Royals fan to admire the ability, integrity, and courage of Dick Houser. He captured the hearts of baseball fans across the country with his dramatic come-from-behind victories for the Royals in the playoffs and World Series 2 years ago. And then he captured our hearts again with his courageous battle against cancer. For a few moments last February, when Dick Houser took the field again in his Royals uniform during spring training in Florida, the country held its breath and hoped he had won his personal World Series against disease, but it was not to be. Congressman Alan Weed of Kansas City put it well the other day in his eulogy to Dick Houser. The cynics may say that nice guys finish last, but in the baseball world of Dick Houser, a nice guy finished first, and baseball and the country are better because of him. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on protecting the elderly from the high cost of prescription drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.